So to summarize a little better, I think Perek Beis, where we're defining us as Ayid. Ayid is, besides that we have our nefesh, we klipa v'sitra achra like everyone else, we have a nefesh that's chelek alikami ma'al mamash. And the Perek L'chayra is coming to answer a big question. How do we distinguish between all Nivraim, that everything comes from the Eibishter, nothing exists unless it's created constantly by the Eibishter, Mechadish B'tuvi B'choyim Tamid Maise V'reishis, even though L'payo Mamish, the Eibishter creates something that's a Yesh V'dover Nifrat. It just comes from the Eibishter. So it comes from the Eibishter and it becomes something else. Why? Because it went through Ishtalshalos. In the Shamas Yisrael, we say they're chelik elikami mal mamish, but they went through Ishtashos, Eilim Esabiyah, and that's why they became a kal shebekalim b'chusei ha'erich. So what's the difference between the Shamas Yisrael and the nefesh of Klipa v'sitrach or all other Nivraim? So the Alter Rebbe basically, the explanation is that by a ben, that's the mushal of the ben is, it's all the same muhus. Other Nivraim is, I could make something, and when I make something else, it has a connection with me. My kayach made it, but it's not me, it's something other than me. Every part of me, even the tziparnei raglav, that's me. It's the same exact muhus, even though it's a lower form of me. It's a lower chayas, but the muhus is the same. Today, I think we have a gashmistic expression of this. Today, we have a new, they discovered, I don't know how many years ago, something called DNA. What's DNA? Every single cell from the billions of cells in a person has the genetic codes that make up the cells, that they could identify a person if you leave a tiny crumb of your skin, fleck of your skin, they could identify you. The toenails, the fingernails, it has the DNA. The DNA, every person has a unique DNA. The DNA means that's me. It's the same DNA in the brain. The same DNA, the codes in the DNA, that causes my characteristics, my nature, the color of my eyes. It all comes from the DNA. And that DNA is there in the head and in the feet and in the nails and in the hair and in everything. And if it has my DNA, that means that's me. At the same time, they use DNA for crime, to identify if there's a crime scene, and they get DNA from the crime scene, they know who the criminal is, they put him in jail, it's him. Because if they get a piece of him, that piece of him, even though it's from his chitzenius, shebechitzenius, the chitzenius, shebechitzenius is him, and it's the same DNA that's in his brain. They could also identify someone because he touched the door when he went into the robbed bank, and he left his fingerprint. His fingerprint is not him. The fingerprint, the mark that's on the door, is a picture of what's on his finger. Everyone has a unique fingerprint also. But that's not me. The print, the picture is not me. That's I left an image of me on something else that's not me. The thing that contains my DNA, that is me. It's my DNA, the same DNA that's there everywhere, that's me. The Maggid said that he saw a keli, and he was able to say that the person who made this keli was blind. And he explained the person who makes something, his kayach is in it. To the point that the Maggid was able to see his characteristics from recognizing his kayach. But the keli is not the person. The keli contains a kayach of the person. That way, in that way, all Nivraim contain the kayach of the Eibishter. But it's something else. Yidin, Neshamas Yisrael, the Nefesh HaLekis, that is the muhus of the Eibishter, just like every part of the person is the muhus of the person. It's Begashmes, it's the Diyan, that's my Diyan, it's the same exact Etzem. Elamai, the brain of the person is what you could describe as actually being similar to where it came from, which was Tipas Meyach Ha'av. Hashenki de Tzipranayim, their similarity, their connection with their source, is only through them being connected, getting chayas from the brain. The neshamis of the Rosh Bnei Yisrael, there they have a clear connection and they're a clear extension of Chachma Ilah, of being this chelik elekami malmash. Hashenki de Pchusei Ha'erech, that it's begili, is through their connection with the Rosh Bnei Yisrael. That was the teichin of this parak. Very insane. So what do we have from that? What's the maskana? What's the payol yetsa? What's the nafkemina lahalacha that we have a nash neshama that's a chelik alakami mal mamish? What comes out from that is the fact that we have certain God characteristics that are unique to chelik alakami mal mamish. Just like every person has his DNA. That makes me what I am, uniquely who I am. What makes a neshama Yisrael uniquely who they are? What makes us unique who we are? That we have an unbreakable emunah in the Eibishter and an unbreakable keach ha-mesiras nefesh that's the seder at all times, and that's the greatest yid and the lowest yid and the kal shebekal. That's because this etzem definition of what the neshama is, that it's a chelik elekami mal mamish, is by all of us equal. So that's the second part of our neshama, the second part of who we are. Paragimo. Vehine kol bechino, and this nefesh alikis, we said, side the nefesh abahamis, yeah, v'chein nefesh, it's in nefesh, ruach, and neshama. There's the three levels. Kol bechino madrega. Mishalish elu, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Klula me eser bechines. We said that the nefesh, in neshama specifically, has the three components of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. A person, bechlolos, is made up of seichel, our midas, and our keyach hamaisa, our lower keyches. And these are three levels of chayos. The chayos of seichel is a higher chayos. The chayos of midas is a lower chayos. The chayos of mais is even a lower chayos. And therefore, there are three levels in the nefesh. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. And each one of them, there is in the nefesh alikis. There's a chelik alikami mal mamash is there in all these three levels. Kol b'china madreg mishalash el nefesh ruach neshama of the nefesh alikis. Klula me eser bechinas, it's made up further of 10 different parts, 10 components, 10 bechinas. A bechina is what defines what it is. Keneged eser sviris el yenis shenishtal shalumehen. The nefesh alikis comes from the eser sviris, and therefore it's made up of 10 specific parts. By the Eibishter, what's the Eibishter? Eibishter is Eibishter. The Eibishter was mitzamsim himself. We say b'makim shatameitzi gdulasei shamatameitzi amvasnusei. He was mitzamsim himself, and he showed himself to us. He related to Elameis in certain expressions, certain siyurim, that's the sviris. The Eibishter showed himself in a way of chesed, in a way of gvura, in a way of teferes. That chesed, that tzilus is the way the Eibishter is misached with this seer of chesed, and that's an expression, becomes an expression of elikos. And gvura and teferes, and that's a chesed, you say it all the spheres. And from this spheres come the 10 parts of the neshama. Which means, when we speak about the Eibishter, there's the Eibishter himself, that's beyond definition, it's undefinable. It's the Eibishter. We just call him Eibishter. And there's the seer, there's the aspects of the Eibishter that we understand. The tzir, so to speak, of Elikos, the way he expresses himself in a form of chesed, gvura, teferes, where he relates with the world. In the neshama is rooted in the Eibishter himself. That's what we spoke about in Chelek Beis. It's Chelek Elikami Mal Mamash. That's the Elikos, the godly characteristic of the neshama that doesn't have any form that we just spoke about. The pure emuna, the unbreakable emuna, and the unbreakable Mesiras Nefesh is not a definable aspect of the Neshama being a Nefesh Elikis. It's its etzem, it's our dia, it's our spiritual dia, godly DNA that makes us have a Munah, because that's coming from the connection with the Eibishter that's undefinable. That the neshama comes from Elikos, the way Elikos comes in at seer of 10 spheres, causes that the nefesh Elikis in its godly part also has at seer of Elikos. It has definable characteristics, attributes, definitions of the way it relates with the Eibishter. Clear, right? So that's what the Eser Bechinas is. Keneged Eser Sfiris Al Yenis Shenishtal Shalu Mehen, that the Neshama comes from these 10 Sfiris and Echlokis Lishtayim, that by the 10 Sfiris they're divided into two parts, two categories, Shehin Sholish Imeis V'Sheva Kfulis. The two categories are the three Mechen and the seven Midis. And the Alter Rebbe calls them the Sholish Imeis, like he's going to say in a minute. And Sheva Kfules, like we'll see in a minute. But the Alter Rebbe, why doesn't he just call it the Sholish Meichin and the Sheva Midis? We have to use fancy Kabbalah words, and then we have to come and have Shirim and explain it. Because really, the Seichel and Midis is a mashal by the Eibishter. We say in Pasach Elio, Lav Mikol Ilin Midis Klal, and Antu Chakim Veloy Bechach Meidia. The Seichel and Midis of us, because they were nishtalshal from the Eibishter Seichel and Sfiris, it just gives us a mashal and a glimpse of understanding what these inyanim are lemaila. But it's Lav Mikol Ilin Midis and a much higher Eifim. And therefore, when we're starting L'mayla L'mat, describing the way these spheres are by the Eibishter, we use a different term, what they are Be'etzem, and that gives it the similarity. What is the Shalish, the Chabad by the Eibishter, Shalish Imis? They're the mothers, they're the Moker Hamidis, Moker of the Midis. V'Sheva Kfules, the Midis are called Kfules because the Midis, and Sefer Yetzira describes different three categories in Asias. There's Asias that are Kfules. They could be strong Asias and weak Asias, right? Beis. Midas could come in a strong way, and Midas could be in a weak way. But you have get excited and you dance on the table, or you just sit and you take things in a calm way, even when I'm something that I do want to do. Midas could be go in one direction, the same midah could go in an opposite direction. Midas are sheva kfulis. And l'cheira, you have to say, the Alter Rebbe is describing the Eser Sfiris as sheva, sholish imes, the sheva kfulis. So the sheva kfulis is the other side of the coin from the sholish imes, somehow, right? That's the Daphne Zagan, right? The imes versus the kfulis. Why is Kfulis versus the Imes? L'chayra, because what causes the Midis to be Kfulis, to have double, to have different forms of how they are expressed? Because they're the Toildes, because they're the opposite of Imes. The Seichel is the Mokir of the Midis, they're the Imes. Because the Seichel is the Mokir, so the Midas could be expressed in different ways depending on how the Seichel is megala them, depending on how I use my Seichel to channel my Midas, so it could go in one direction or another direction, it could go with more intensity or less intensity. So Kfulis is the other side of Imes, right? You understand? Pirish, what is these Sviris? Chachma Imes are Chachma Bina Vadast, Shalish Meichem. Vishivas Yemeya Binyan, the seven spheres by the Eibishter are not Midas. Midas are what gives us a mushel for them. So what is it by the Eibishter? The Eibishter was Mitzamsim himself in expressions that should be able to create the world the way the Eibishter is Misyaches, is Mashpia and Azulas, just like the Midas of a person. And that's why the Shiva spheres are called Shivas Yemeya Binyan. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, which are the main Midas, Chulu, and the rest, which are the Anfei Amidis. So just like it is Lemaila, since the Neshama, the Nefesh HaLekis, was Nishtal Shal from the Sphere of Silyanis, therefore, V'kach B'Nefesh HaAdam, that besides that the Nefesh HaLekis has its Etzem, its Alekus, and therefore we have an unbreakable bond with the Eibishter that's Mizbate, that comes out in Emunah and Mesiras Nefesh, in an Atzmistika connection. It also, because we're Nishtal Shal from the Tzir of Alekus, we have a connection with the Eibishter that comes in Atzir. That Nechlekes L'shtayim Seichel Umidus is the way we have a definable connection with the Eibishter. A connection that has a form. We could think about the Eibishter. We could feel the Eibishter in contrast to the Atzmistic connection and Munah Mesiras Nefesh that's beyond the form. Clear. And everyone remembers Mestama, right? Teira Eir, Pashas Vayera, and other places in Chassidus. Maimer Pasach Aliyo, where another place in Chassidus that says, even though we describe, there the Alter Rebbe speaks about Barichas, explains what it says here in Tanya, that even though we say that the Nefesh is Klula Me'eser Bechines, but the Eser Bechines is not really the Nefesh itself. It's Keiches of the Nefesh. The Nefesh is an Etzem that has Eser Sfiris. Why does he call it Klula Me'eser Bechines? Because it's a Levush HaMiyuchat. There's a levusha nifrad, like we put on clothes that we could change every day. And there's a levusha miyuchad, like the guf with the neshama. It's a levush, but it's a levush that's not separable. A levush that's not separable is called a guf, it's called klula, compared to a levusha nifrad. But really, the eser sviris is like a levush. It's something that the nefesh uses as a tool. All these 10 keches. So that brings out us further as the etzem nefesh elikis, that it is elikos, that's mizbate in its etzem nature, that it's unavoidable to have mesiras nefesh and emuna. And there's the tzir, which it uses, that allows us to have tools to connect with the Eibishter with the form. Haseichel keilo chachma bina vadas. Seichel is chachma bina and das, that I'll explain later in the perek. Vahamidis of the nefesh alakis, the tools that the nefesh alakis to have a form, an experienceable connection with the Eibishter, is the tools of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, which is Avas Avaya, Upachtoi, V'yirosoi. Pachad is in the heart, Yira is in the mind, the Lefaroi, to beautify the Eibishter, that's Avas Avaya, Chesed. Pachtoi, V'yirosoi is Gvura, Lefaroi is Tiferet, that he mentioned before, Chulu, and the rest of the Midas. So those are the Nefesh Alikis's form. That's the way it has a tzir of being Alikus. Emuna and Mesiras Nefesh is not a tzir, it's etzem. Yeah, it versteht sich nicht. V'chabad nikru imes u'makr lamidis tekfulis. The Alter Rebbe doesn't explain, it's explained in other places, that term. But Chabad is called imes ki amidis entildis Chabad. Midis are brought out by Chabad. What's Megala the Midis? What channels the Midis is Chabad? The more I think and understand about the Eibishter, that's what causes me to have these feelings. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here and start.